Today we are talking about 5 inspirational stories that have the capacity to change your mindset in a jiffy. Hi, this is Neeti Keswani, author of best-selling book Live Your Dreams and your host for Luxury Unplugged podcast. And today I thought that I'm going to discuss few fables which have been passed on from generation to generation in different cultures. And maybe you've heard some of these stories and maybe you haven't. But even if you have, they have the ability to strike that chord in your heart, because it relates to something which all of us face or have faced in our daily life. And either we have come across as, we've come out of it as victorious, or we're still struggling with that particular thing. And especially if we are struggling, we are facing that challenging moment. These particular short notes can help us. So here goes. Now, inspiration can come from all sorts of sources. Maybe you hear a song on the radio, maybe somebody is accomplishing something and you get to see that on LinkedIn, maybe you get inspired by a YouTube video. But what if you are more of a person who likes to read a quote and get inspired? Then you would just like be me. So the first story, which is a really short one, is about the value of money. It is an inspiring short story which talks about much more than money, actually. Now, you might have seen or heard this particular short note. It is about a class teacher who stood up in front of her students holding a $100 bill. When she put that out and she said that, "Who would like to have this money?" Every hand in the room went up. "I'm going to give this money to someone here, but first let me do this." So she takes the bill and crumples it up in her hands, and then she asks, "Who still wants it?" The hands stay up. The teacher then drops the bill on the floor, stomps it, grinds it into the ground, and picks it up back up. "How about now? Do you still want it?" All the hands in the class stay up. Now she talks to her students and she tells them, "I hope you see the lesson here. By the way, have you noticed the lesson here? You see, it doesn't matter what I did to this money. You still wanted it because its value stayed same. Even with its creases, it's still worth $100. Same way it is with our self-worth. No matter how much anyone can trample us, no matter how much anyone can disrespect, insult, or put us down, self-worth remains intact. Why? Because we know the value of the self, the worth that we are. There are going to be similar times in your life when you're going to feel dropped, bruised, and muddled. Yet, no matter what happens, you never lose your value. You see, life's hardships are inevitable, and we'll be put through them at some point of life. Mostly when there's no fault of ours. But don't let these challenges alter your feelings of self-worth. You'll always be enough because you have something of value, something unique to you, just like your thumbprint. And the next story is about how to catch a monkey, how to hunt a monkey rather. Do you know how hunters used to trap monkeys earlier? Rather than chasing them up a tree or shooting arrows from below, they'd put a heavy glass jar with a narrow neck on the floor, which had the monkey's favorite food inside. Now they would step back and hide, waiting for the unsuspecting monkey to approach. And when the monkey would do that, he would reach inside, clench a fist around the food, and try to pull it out. However, the narrow neck of the jar would stop the poor monkey from getting its hand out. It would pull and pull and pull, but to no avail. There was simply no way to get its hand out of the jar without releasing the food. So rather than letting go, the monkey would persevere, refusing to drop its dinner. And the hunters would then catch the monkey. So don't be like that monkey. In life, to fight another day and grow as a person, you must know when to quit, when to move on, when to let go of whatever is holding you back. Because if you don't, someone who has been eyeing that fight would catch you. Catch you unguarded. So in the battle of two, the third would win. Sometimes you have to let go and give up what you have now in order to receive something better in the future. Don't let stubbornness in you lead you to your downfall. The next story is about the elephant and the rope. I'm pretty sure you must have heard of this one, but let's add our touch to it. Now, one day a man was walking past a circus, and when he went inside, he saw some elephants. Looking closer, he was surprised to see that these mighty animals, they were not held up in cage or kept in chains. A tiny rope just held one of its legs. They were just tied up to a simple pole in the ground. Confused as why they didn't use their strength to break the rope, he asked the trainer why they aren't attempting to run away. And to this, the trainer replied that as baby elephants, we use the same system. At that age, the rope is strong enough to stop them from escaping, so they grow up like this, believing that they can never break the rope. And even as adults, they stay put. In other words, these powerful, magnificent, and intelligent elephants do not believe that they could free themselves up. And they never try. So what is the moral of the story? You see, our personal beliefs are usually fed by somebody else at a stage when we were not mature enough to take decisions to form beliefs on our own. And these personal beliefs are powerful beyond measure, and they often dictate our outcomes. So if you have been struggling with some limiting belief, retrospect, think about it, ponder on it, and see if this limiting belief is still serving you. Is it something which you own right now, or is it something which has been fed to you when you were a little child? It could have come from anywhere, from what you observed, or from what society told you to do so. Or maybe from a parent, or maybe from somebody else that you regarded as something or someone inspirational. But that limiting belief is really tying you up and putting you in your place still. So identify your limiting beliefs and push against them, because you can do it. Because now you're at that level when you can form your own beliefs, new systems, new processes. It is, after all, a new year. So a new you can shine up. Now this story is about a baker and the butter. A long time ago, there was a baker and a farmer who lived in the same English village. Now these two men had a friendly arrangement where the farmer would sell a pound of butter to the baker each day. So one morning, the baker decided to weigh the butter to see if he had received the correct amount. He was surprised that he discovered that the farmer had sold him less butter than he had paid for. Angry about the unfairness, he took the farmer to the court. And at the hearing, the judge asked the farmer whether he used any measure to weigh the butter. So he told the judge, "Your Honor, I am a lowly farmer. I do not own a proper measure. I simply use an old-fashioned scale." "How do you weigh the butter then?" inquired the judge. "Your Honor, long before the baker started buying butter from my farm, I have been buying a pound loaf of bread from him. So every day when he gives me the bread, I place it on my scale and give him the same weight in butter. So if anybody has to be blamed, it is the baker himself." What is the moral of the story? It is all about karma. What you give is what you get. So being kind and being fair to others, and you will get the same benefits back in return. The next one comes about the pursuit of happiness. Now, there was once a group of 200 people attending a seminar on personal development. In the middle of their talk, the speaker stops and decides to run an impromptu group activity. He hands out a balloon to each attendee and tells them to write their name on it. Now, the balloons are then collected and placed in an adjacent room. Now, the speaker instructs the 200 attendees to enter that room and within 5 minutes find the balloon with their name on it. Now, there's so much of pushing and colliding with each other as they desperately, all of them are trying to search for their name. 5 minutes pass and nobody succeeds. Now, the speaker then tells each person to pick up any random balloon and give it to the person whose name is written on it. Within a few minutes, everyone has their balloon back. What just happened over here? Did you realize? Well, the speaker also asked the same question to his class. He said that these balloons are exactly what happens in our search for happiness. We are frantically looking for it all around us, not knowing where it is. Yet our happiness depends on the happiness of others. By giving them their happiness, you get yours. What is the moral of the story? Well, happiness and fulfillment rarely come from selfish pursuits. But mostly it comes from doing good deeds for others. By helping others, we help ourselves. And that is an inspiring short story worth thinking about. So the last motivational story is the clever general. Now, thousands of years ago, there was a famous Chinese general with a reputation for being an astute and cunning leader. One day, at the end of a long campaign, this general decided to stop in a stronghold with a small battalion of soldiers, sending his main fighting force ahead to rest elsewhere. Meanwhile, some of his enemies caught wind and decided to march his army of hundreds of thousands of soldiers on the general's all but defenseless position. In the middle of the night, the generals, awoken by one of his men, broke the news that enemies are getting close. They'll be here before daybreak, and tiny band of soldiers in the stronghold will have no match for their numbers. Hearing this, the general stops and he pauses. Understanding the situation, he instructs the men to stand down, open the gates, take down the banners from the walls and hide. The general then removes his armor, dons a cloak and sits on the battlements playing a mandolin as he looks out at the approaching army. The enemy leader arrived soon after and he recognized the general immediately. He ordered his forces to halt. He stops to think. He knows this general better than anyone, including his reputation for wily deeds and setting deadly traps. So he waits some more. Now, the presence of this infamous general sitting there with such nonchalance makes him question himself. Was the information that I received was correct? Is this general trying to put me in a trap? Does he really have a huge army behind him? Is it some sort of a bluff or a double bluff or a triple bluff? Is this a ploy to make me question myself? Is the general in fact as defenseless as he seems? And he orders his forces to retreat. So first, what is the moral of the story? You see, your reputation is crucial and can deliver all sorts of positive outcomes. Second, there is a clever and strategic way to handle a situation to achieve your goals always. Never assume it takes sweat, blood, and tears. In fact, it is quite the opposite. Look for a method of attaining the results that you are seeking with less effort, but with more smart work. And with that, I'm going to wrap up this inspirational stories podcast. Hope you loved them, hope you enjoyed them, and if you did, do like and subscribe so that you get to know about our next interesting podcast. And if I don't get to speak to you before that, then wish you a very happy new year. Signing off, this is Nidhi Keswani for Luxury Unplugged Podcast.